Welcome to the Floor Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 18th of August, and I'm recording at 9:49 p.m., and that is British summertime here in London. Well, now, a bit of a quiet day here. That's not unusual for August, at least in the West. And then, of course, we've got those exciting Olympics, and a number of people will be watching those. But the markets have not been particularly ignored, far from it. I'll comment on some of the interesting things that have developed. Well, one of them is that we've seen now another sharp drop in the dollar index. It's down 565 ticks in here today. That's taken DXY. That's its chart code, down to 94.14. Now, that's the lowest it's been in over a month and a half. It has been lower, though, and if you look at a daily chart of the dollar index, we had a low down just below 92 in early May, and then we had a higher low in late June, which was at 93. So what we've seen really here over the last 5 weeks or so, 4 or 5 weeks, is a sharp drop back following that rally up to 97.60 thereabouts. And down, as I say, we're just a little bit above 94 in here right now. Well, what are the implications of that? And the first thing I would say is that it is reassuring overall, because people really have discounted Dudley's comment, you know, Fed Governor Dudley's comment that interest rates could go up in September, and saying that markets were complacent in terms of their expectations that there wouldn't be any rate hike from the Fed this year, and possibly not until well into 2017. Well, nobody knows that far ahead what's actually going to be happening, and not least the Fed officials themselves. But the market, as it was concluding yesterday afternoon, continued to assume that we are not going to get a Fed rate hike. So that was mildly reassuring for stock markets, although many stock markets are overbought here in the short term. And if you look at the U.S. indices, for instance, no downward dynamics, but they are on stocks to the upside and moving up into new high ground. And they are also losing some momentum here overall. So it would hardly be surprising if we saw a reaction and consolidation. But it would take a clear downward dynamic. And today's news, that drop in the dollar, was not something that was going to trigger that. Now, the weaker dollar also helps precious metals and commodities generally, because commodities are virtually all priced in the major international commodities are priced in U.S. dollars, and so that did help. Looking at the precious metal sector, palladium has done best today. That's up over $20 to $712 and change. Next best performer was platinum, currently up just under $21. That's taken it up to $1,135 and change. Remember, that got a little over $1,200 last month before pulling back here in a consolidation phase. Silver, not doing much here. It's lagging at the moment. That's providing further evidence that we are seeing a consolidation overall. But I don't see anything in the charts to suggest that it's worse than a consolidation. I don't want to tempt fate. But I think we do not have, certainly not with the dollar weakening, we don't have an environment that would suggest we'd see a big shakeout rather than a small pullback and some, as I described it, ranging consolidation. Gold's a little firmer in here today at $1,352, just over that level. That's up over $3.50 here today. A lot of people are talking about gold. Good old Frank Holmes, you probably remember him, perennial gold bug, but talking about the Indian wedding season, and that we're starting to see, that we are about to start seeing some of the buying ahead of that event, with the wedding season really getting underway in November of the year. I would be surprised if gold isn't higher in November and into the new year relative to today's levels. But the important point that I want to make here, and have made on a number of occasions, is that gold is not leading, it is lagging here overall. High beta silver outperforms it in both directions, and has certainly outperformed it to the upside this year. And then palladium, that's currently my biggest position in the precious metals, had fallen to such a discount to gold, and it's still down about $215 below the gold price, whereas historically it's traded far more often at a premium of sometimes a little over $100 or so. And I think we'll continue to see palladium outperform in both directions here, but mainly to the upside overall. Now, other commodities, again, generally steady. Crude oil, interesting in here, because it's been moving up on an almost daily basis. Here, there are two factors going on that I can see. One is a lot of people were very bearish. They became much too bearish. I think about a month ago there was a lot of shorting that had taken place. So we've certainly seen a lot of short covering. And also, OPEC and the Russians, they have been talking about a meeting next month, where they may discuss some sort of supply agreement. Previously, we've had those rumors. I think it's mostly jawboning and trying to talk the market up a little bit, in other words. And probably nothing will come of it, given all the turmoil in those regions. But suffice it to say that OPEC and the Saudis have really lost control, virtually destroyed OPEC, and they have been unable to wipe out U.S. production severely dent U.S. production as they did in the mid-70s. That's what they were trying to do, of course, but shale production has remained reasonably high overall. And if jawboning takes oil a little bit higher, which it probably will, I would describe this pattern. I have described this pattern that we see in the oil markets as the first significant consolidation of the recovery that we've seen to date. In other words, we move up in a very consistent upward trend, then that starts to lose momentum as supply and demand begins to even out, and then you get a ranging trading range, which can last anything from a few weeks to several months. And I think that's what we're seeing here right now. On a short-term basis, oil is getting overbought as it approaches its previous highs. As I speak right now, the Brent is at 50.83, and the WTI U.S. contract is at 48.26. Now, going back to the dollar for a moment, with that soft, as you'd expect, other currencies are mostly higher. The euro is trading at 1.1355 against the greenback. Sterling is at 1.3167. A little bit of short covering going on there as well. My feeling is that sterling can go a little higher in here, but really the Bank of England will not want to see sterling much above that 135 level. And I think the market's generally aware of that, so I think this is mostly short covering, and it'll run out of steam in the mid-130s is my guess. Now, emerging market currencies, commodity-producing country currencies, all quietly steady in here overall. And those stock markets in those sectors also remain generally steady. Bonds really not doing much, just a tiny dip in yields for most contracts in here today. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.